All right, baby man. Today is Tuesday, July 16th. Chicago Dog Buck. As today is Chief. Chief, what up?
What's up? Bang, bang.
Not much, man. So it's going to be hard for me to like talk about anything behind besides cup snakes today, but we got to do it.
Got to do it.
Show's got to go on.
We must go on. Another conspiracy theory beyond cup snakes.
Yeah. So we're actually circling back on a previous one that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Lyme disease, the one that we had your lovely mother in here for.
Yes. Yeah.
Turns out that there's a new development, maybe.
A shocking new development. I, in fact, took a screenshot of the article that's leading to this podcast and sent it to my mom, and she was blown away.
Really?
Yeah.
Speechless. Was she, like, blown away in, like a bad way or a good way? Because the story is kind of fucked up. Right?
I think probably in a good way, but she's very surprised that it's happening.
Okay. So just kind of dig into it right away. Like, what exactly is happening? Something's about to be released, I believe, right?
Yeah. So basically, there's something in Congress, which I was unaware of, but it's called the Congressional Lyme Disease Caucus. And as you can imagine, it has bipartisan support and members, but mostly in the Northeast. And the mouthpiece for this group is this guy, the congressman out of New Jersey, Representative Christopher Smith. And he said they drafted a bill basically demanding that the Pentagon and the Defense Department release any information regarding certainly Lyme disease, but anything where they might have had programs in the past geared towards using ticks as biological warfare.
Okay. So does this like build into Tick Island or no?
Plum Island. Yeah. Plum Island, that's kind of, you know, we kind of danced around it when my mom was on because she didn't really want to talk about conspiracy theories. She likes to deal more with facts,
but and you will you're
hard evidence. I like to get in the weeds where the ticks live. Yeah. That's where I want to be. And now it's like, you know, all these people who were, you know, maybe scoffed at or dismissed about these potential for the government being behind this outbreak of Lyme disease, it's starting to look more and more like maybe the government actually was behind it.
So this guy, did he have like any background in this, or this was his like crusade? Or
I think it's coming down to, from what I can read, he's listening to a lot of his constituents. Okay, so there's unbelievable amounts of Lyme disease in the Northeast in particular. And I know we talked about last time when my mom was on, you looked at a map about where the most Lyme diseases are present. And like basically Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, that whole area is just blacked out. Like that is ground zero for Lyme disease. And I think that, you know, people are starting, it's becoming more and more prevalent. More cases are reported to the CDC every single year to the point that it is, you know, going to be classified as like a legitimate outbreak and a real disease when it hadn't been in the past.
So what's the conspiracy here? What do they think happened on Plum Island? And
sure. So no one really knows for sure. That's what makes it a conspiracy theory. But just to backtrack about Plum Island. Mm-hmm. So Plum Island is off the coast of Long Island, and it is across the Long Island Sound from a town called Lyme, Connecticut. So that's where Lyme disease gets its name. And the theory is that, you know, this island was kind of taken over by the government, a long time ago. It originally was a fort in a naval base during the Spanish-American War. And then in 1954, it became a research center. Now, publicly, they've said that they've conducted tests on things like foot and mouth disease. And the reason that they wanted to study these airborne bacteria and viruses there is because the prevailing winds blow west to east. So you'd think that if you had some kind of thing get out, it would just blow out over the ocean and there wouldn't be a problem, in theory. Okay. That so at the tip of Long Island is probably a good place to have that. Now they have said that, you know, they were controlling these studies by slaughtering all the animals that they tested. So no animals ever left the island. But if you look at a map, Plum Island's not far from Long Island, and it's certainly not far from the coast of Connecticut. Birds make that trip every goddamn day. So if you have a tick that are, you know, as you can imagine, these ticks are like the size of poppy seeds. You might have a hard time keeping track of where every single tick on this island is, even if you're doing your best to contain them. And if they get on a bird or they get on your clothing or there's a million different ways to have a tick that it has been infected by the government for the purpose of studying it for biological weapons or whatever other reason, to have that transported back to the mainland, and then you're off to the races. So it's not exactly a coincidence that you have Plum Island over here off the coast of Long Island in the Atlantic Ocean, and the first known cases where it was like an epidemic of among children was in Lyme, Connecticut. It's right there. So that is kind of where like things start to line up. And then, as my mom detailed, the official name for Lyme disease was named after this Swiss scientist, and his name was Burgdorfer, William Burgdorfer. And I was reading an article today that about a book that was written called Bitten, The Secret History of Lyme Disease and Biological Weapons. And the author of that book says that there's a video of Burgdorfer kind of hinting at and alluding to that maybe Lyme disease actually started through testing done at Plum Island. So it's like this guy, the number one leading researcher on diseases spread by ticks, he's even being like, hey, like you might want to look at Plum Island as a potential ground zero for where this thing really started. I think that's pretty damning evidence. And there's been multiple books written about this.
So we might have gone over this. Sorry, maybe I'm forgetting. But do ticks naturally carry the Lyme disease?
Well, there's different opinions about that.
Okay.
So I read an article about how they found like a caveman, legitimate caveman, like frozen to death from 5,000 years ago, out somewhere, you know, in the Rocky Mountains or something, and he tested positive for this spirochete. Okay, that, you know, my mom kind of broke down. You guys can go back and listen to that episode to get all the details about how it impacts your body. But he tested positive for it. So it's, you know, there are there is like a man-made strain, okay, and there's also this kind that's been around forever, and it's hard to kind of know which one is which, but that's kind of what the debate is about. So yes, it has. It's not like this was some brand new virus or bacteria that the government created and put into ticks. It was always there. They were aware of it. But the thinking is, and the conspiracy theory is, that they were testing it and then it got out of control.
Yeah. So hold on 1 second. Let me stop you for a minute here. Talk about Merck's Mini Cheese Spreads. Merck's Mini Cheese Spreads are made with 100% Wisconsin cheese and they're aged 9 months. Ryan, you've been indulging in some Merck's?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's really like a nice snack that you can just, you know, you need a little pick me up in the afternoon. You don't want a big meal. Get a little bit of Merck's.
Yeah, short little 2-ouncer. You know, the big tub, you could still get that if you want. But they have these little small ones if you want to go take them on the go. That's the whole reason for that. It doesn't matter wherever, whenever, whatever. It's always better with Merck's Mini Cheese Spread. So go get in the sharp cheddar or the port wine flavor. Port wine's awesome. You gotta check that out.
I'm on the port wine.
Yeah, port wine trend. But okay, getting back to the conversation, how come now that this is just gaining steam?
Well, I think it's twofold, right?
They listen to our show.
Marianne's at the tip of the spear for this thing. And then also, you're getting more and more kind of celebrities saying that, hey, I have it. Avril Lavigne has it. One of the Osbournes has it. It's a really widespread disease. And, you know, you brought up the point in the last time we talked about this is that, you know, when there's measles or mumps or swine flu or something like that, that is much more rare, perhaps more deadly, but certainly more rare. It's front page news.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's never really been the case with Lyme disease, even though it is astronomically more prevalent in the general population. So that kind of leads to back to another theory. Like, why is that? And I have a quote here from a woman named Amy Ferguson. So she's the chief strategy officer of the Hudson Valley think tank. And they've been kind of all over this as well. And her quote about Lyme disease is, she goes, I don't know if Lyme came from Plum Island, but it is weird that no one wants to talk about it. Doctors are scared to treat it and diagnose it. The government doesn't want to talk about it either. So it's bizarre, okay? So it's almost like it's hush-hush, like if doctors are maybe getting a message from the government or from the CDC or, you know, either implicitly or suggested that maybe you shouldn't treat this. And like my mom said, there's very limited Lyme literate doctors because perhaps it's just not treated. Because, you know, we talked about something with Venezuela last week where it's like, how are they treating starvation? Well, they're just making it illegal to report cause of death as starvation.
Yeah.
if it came out that the government was responsible for the spread of this disease all over the country, and it's a disease that has that needs antibiotics, extensive treatment for it, that's often not covered or ever covered by your insurance, you might have like a significant class action lawsuit against the government from
huge.
So I think there is plenty of motivation, and that's just in the United States. You could have other countries come calling because it's over in China now. It's kind of all over the world. So you could have a real problem where people can, you know, theoretically take legal action against the United States government for all kinds of different things, from medical costs to quality of life, all kinds of things that this has impacted, and it was because of gross negligence by the government. That, again, allegedly, in theory, if this were true, that could cause like a serious, serious legal problem for the government.
I think this is the first one where I might be ready to throw my 100% belief in.
Really? Yes. Really? Yes. Yeah.
Like, why? Can you give me another explanation why doctors wouldn't want to talk about this?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I
that it doesn't make sense.
And you would think, okay, that there would be, because this is such a prevalent disease, that's called a market opportunity, okay? That you would think that different pharmaceutical companies would be racing to get this cured, racing to create a vaccine. There's only ever been one vaccine created, and it was pulled from the market.
Because of low use, right? And that was like in like the 2000 or the late 90s or something?
Yeah, kind of more recent history. Okay. So it was pulled, and it was low use, but there was also a lot of talk that it was like, hey, like this actually causes some Lyme disease. So it's, you know, people, you know, that was, again, like, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a pharmacologist, like I don't know exactly, but that was some of the complaints. So people are thinking that I got this, I never had any symptoms, but I was aware of it, so I got the vaccine, and then I had the symptoms. So it's like, does this even really work? Can you even really kill this parakeet? Like, it's very, very difficult. And again, it was pulled from the market. So, and why would that be? You would think that people, if it's this massive thing, that all these huge Pfizer, all these drug companies that have all the money in the world, you would think that they would be racing to find out how this happened, how to defeat it, and then now this is what some of the motivation for this bill is, that this is a disease that's not going away, and it's affecting millions of people. We need to figure out everything about this thing from the start, and maybe it started at Plum Island, and we need to know so we can have all the tools and all the information at our disposal to treat this properly.
So are you all in? You seem like surprised that I was all in.
I am, because you're a dip your toes in kind of guy. Like, you love to talk about this stuff, but you're never really quite all the way in. So I don't know. It's one of those things where I really hope it's not.
It would be a shame if people got this disease because of, like you said, gross negligence.
Right, and I am a person who doesn't, you know, really love the government, but I want to believe in the government. I'm an optimist by nature, and I really don't want this to be true. And you know, it's kind of gross that they had a program like this to begin with. And again, it was like Cold War, like, hey, no holds barred. You got to come up with everything. You know the Russians are doing it, so we better do it too, type of atmosphere. But the fact that they're like, yeah, we're going to like come up with a program to make millions and millions and millions of people sick on purpose, and then you did it to your own population, theoretically by accident, that's bad. It's a bad look for the United States, for sure.
I can't believe, like, has this been blowing up lately? No, because no one wants to talk about shit
No one really wants to talk about it, but I think the fact that, you know, if this bill gets signed by Trump, so it's already been passed, so now it has to be signed by Trump. We'll see if it gets passed, or gets signed, rather.
Yeah, and until then, someone taps him on the shoulder and is like, hey, we can't let that one go.
So we'll see. I'm going to be following this closely, because it is, like, an interesting, you know, situation, and maybe Trump does sign it, and then maybe they come back and we're like, yeah, all the records were burned, or something mysterious like that, and that'll just add more fuel to the fire. Or, you know, because now it's the Department of Defense, this is what this bill is calling for, it's the Department of Defense to investigate, like, themselves, kind of. So we'll see, like, how
which means nothing's gonna happen.
Perhaps. Hopefully not. Hopefully you know, tell the truth, because that's all I care about is the truth. So that's what we're going for here.
Yeah. All right, then. Is there any like timeline where we might find out if this is going to get signed?
I mean, that bill, the article was from today.
Okay.
So I will keep people up to date. Okay. I'll be on Twitter being like, we're following this story because we've talked about it now for 3 episodes on Dog Walk. We're going to keep going with it.
There we go. All right, Chief, thank you.
Anytime.
Have a good one, everybody. We will see you tomorrow.